Many real estate agents across Australia confidently refer Property Insurance Plus to their clients as they recognise the price and benefit value of their policy combined with the client-focused service they deliver. They offer a comprehensive building and landlord insurance facility and have formed a powerhouse to present the very best in investment property insurance. Contact PIP today to find out more.
Super excited to have a repeat guest back on the show, Rebecca Holton. Welcome.
Hi, Ash. How are you going?
Good. Now, Beck is the CEO of LJ Hooker City Res, and normally I would say to you, go through and give us a history and you and all of that, but I reckon most people will know who you are and they can probably easily Google you as well. But I put on my post yesterday that you would be one of the best sort of business owners, best run agencies in Perth with LJ Hooker City Res. And I am always enjoying our catch-ups and your experience when it comes to operating a team and staff and especially buying rent rolls, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Excellent. Yes, thank you. That's very kind words. I don't know if we run that well, but I'm sure we try our best.
You are. Now, we've got a couple of guest questions, which I thought were fantastic. So we'll get into those a bit later. But can you go through and talk to me about how many rent rolls or acquisitions you have done during your time?
Yeah, sure. Oh, during my time, I'm not sure. I can probably talk about the last 2 years, which is probably relevant. So in the last 2 years, we've done 4 acquisitions. Two of them, so 2023, we did 2 that were at 500 properties each. And then the year before, we did 2 smaller ones. So we did one at 120 properties and one at 200 properties. Over the 2 years would be 4 acquisitions, 2 of them quite sizable.
So out of curiosity, is there a huge difference with a 120 versus a 500, or is it a similar workload?
No, definitely not a similar workload. Okay. So I feel with the 120 and the 200, our business, the size that it is, they can just plug in and go. I can usually disperse them over my current team, and because we try not to ever run at capacity. So I always try and have some room for growth. And I think I've said it to you before, I get really concerned if our team is in a headspace of we can't take on any more properties. It's just such a business killer. So I'm always trying to, whether it's just employing a person just to have there or keeping the portfolio sizes, you know, a little under where the capacity is. So if something comes up, we can act on it pretty quickly.
Do you know what? That's so good that you mentioned that capacity, because I always try to run about either used to be half a person or a person sort of extra in the team. And just recently we've had 2 people on leave, and then and one of those people that then the leave was being covered by someone in the office who had to urgently leave overseas, like within 24 hours. And then it was, and in my mind, I'm thinking, thank goodness I have capacity and I was able to sort of get some people to help out without any stress on the rest of the team members. But so many people don't run with that capacity, do they?
Yeah, look, I think one of our biggest recruitment tools for property management is when you go away, you go away. We've got a person to cover you, and that, I just think that is such a novelty for property managers, because most of the teams aren't big enough to carry that extra person. But we've got 45 staff members in our business, so we need to have extra people because there's always someone on leave, always, if not 2. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So can you talk about what initially sparked your interest in buying rent rolls as a growth strategy versus having a strong sort of BDM plan?
Yeah, so we've got both. And up until probably the last year or two, organic growth was hard. There wasn't a lot of investors coming into the market in Perth, as you know. That's definitely changed. So we've still got a multiple BDM team. But when I looked at what our goal was, we were never going to do it organically in my lifetime. Like, it just was never going to happen. So as you get bigger, obviously you lose a lot more properties as well as the percentage. So we had to look at, well, one BDM, a good BDM will keep us at a neutral point. That will keep our rent roll neutral. Second BDM is all growth. Third BDM, fourth BDM, growth. But for us to, like, be able to afford to employ good BDMs and pay them well, we had to get the income in a lot quicker. So we looked at it as the strategy, and you know, interest rates have gone up a bit now, but it's still, money's still not that expensive to borrow. So we looked at it and thought, okay, well, how many can we purchase and acquire, and what does that do to our bottom line, and how does that what can we do with that money to help that organic growth? So that's just the ecosystem we're working in. All the money that comes out of these, all the profit that comes out of these acquisitions is going back into organic growth.
Do you know what I love? You didn't change your goal.
No.
Like, your goal was the same, and you didn't.
I've always been the same. And everyone, I remember telling people, and they're like, that's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it is. But we'll get there. Whether we do or not, we'll be close. I'm sure we'll get there.
Can I tell you? No, I know what your goal is, but it's, well, I think it's still the same goal. But I love that it's like, I strive to get to your goal. Like, it's your goal, but it does allow people the you know, the energy and the motivation to go, you know what? Bet can do it. Maybe I can give it a good old try as well. So it's motivating.
Oh, if I can do it, you can definitely do it. I am. I'm a rookie in the PM space, but I love the growth side. I do love it.
Yeah, and what is really interesting, and I'm just recognizing maybe what I'm doing wrong, is that I love how you've set your goal and then you've worked out, okay, well, to do that, I'm going to have to, you know, have this many BDMs and do this many acquisitions. Where I think I've gone wrong is I've created my goal based on my BDM and how many leads we're bringing in. And I've just gone, oh, okay, well, if I can bring in, let's just call it 200 or 300, and I base my goal on what we're currently doing, where I actually don't look at it the way you have, where you've gone, you know what, this is actually the goal and this is how I can get to it. I've actually done it very weak-like.
Yeah, you've done the safe way.
Very
you've
safe
set your way. Goal around already what you're doing. And that's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because you're doing phenomenal business. But it for us, it's like, okay, well, you know, we're in a very similar situation where both our business partners are, you know, Frank's definitely retired. And then I'm like, well, what how do I grow it to where I need it to be? And then I can get out. Like, and it's, unfortunately, I'm 43 now. I'm not in my 20s or 30s anymore. So I want to be aggressive with the growth. So I get the years of enjoyment out of it as well. You know, I want to be sitting there in 10 years and be Frank, to be honest. Like, I want to go, well, I don't have to work. I've got a great team around me, but I still love the business. I think you've got to be really aggressive in your goals. And you know, when I look at business growth and acquisition, there's a lot of people who are scared of acquisition. They're scared of the merge, the process, the debt, the what if it doesn't work, what if this, what if everyone leaves. And that, I think, I always find the best opportunities come where there's least competition, you know, and that's, for me, it's like, well, who's got the grit to get stuck in and make it happen and do it fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you are looking at buying a rent roll, what are the key criteria for choosing which ones to pursue? Like, are you looking at lots of different locations, management styles? Like, how important are all those factors for you?
Look, to be honest, it's not, I feel like rent rolls don't come up all that often. It goes through waves. Like, I've got really good relationships with all the brokers. I spent last year and the year before, I was very insular and didn't really do a lot of industry stuff, whereas the last 2 years I've spent going to lots of industry events and building relationships within the industry and really listening for, is that person ready to, you know, get out, or have they got some pain points that maybe if we merged I could help? So it's not really what I look for in terms of that portfolio. I look for the opportunity and then I'll go through the portfolio after that. So when an opportunity does come to me, I look at, you know, what are the rents versus the average rent? Like, is there some room? Generally, I find when a portfolio goes on the market, it's not running at its optimum, which I don't think is a bad thing if you've got a good team. You only pay for what it's bringing in at that point. So what is there room to get some growth straight away with some good, you know, rent reviews, I guess, would be the first thing. And then the second one is definitely, you know, you only get a snippet when you make the offer on a rent roll. So, and then you get time to do due diligence. So that's when I look at, okay, well, what's the arrears like, or the management authorities don't worry me because the seller has to get them signed over anyway. What's the fee structure? You know, is it in line with ours roughly? And then generally I look at if it's run, because we don't do end-to-end property management, we've got a bit of a different setup. I always look at, well, it's pretty much how many people would I need to run that number? And then if it's bringing in $1 million revenue and I need two people to run it, you know, that's say $200,000 in your salaries, maybe a couple of expenses, say $250,000. That $750,000 pretty much goes to our bottom line.
Yeah.
So that's as basic the numbers are, because we don't need bigger office space. We don't need any more. We might need another VA, but that's like $25,000 a year. We might need another leasing person. So it's just, I just look at that and go, well, does that bottom line, does that make sense? And it's generally a yes.
Yeah. Mm. So one of the questions we had on Facebook was, out of the acquisition process, would you say it's better to retain existing staff from the office you purchased the rent roll from, or hire new staff and train them with your systems and procedures?
Look, I think if it's your first acquisition, if you can absorb it into your current team, there's obviously more bottom line in it. If you need to bring someone over and they're a good property manager with good relationships, that also helps retention. That's normally not a problem. We've done one where we've brought a property manager over just for 6 months. They wanted to get out, but we brought them over for the retention period to settle the portfolio in, and then we've just dispersed it across the others when she left. It's like any recruitment. Depends on the person. Depends on if they're willing to change, because we do business so differently. That's why I'm always trying to stay one or two people ahead. So, for instance, you know, they could come in and once the portfolio comes in and settles, and that if that's taken up one of my spare people, I just make sure I recruit straight away for an extra staff member, and then get them all trained up, ready to go, so I can do another acquisition.
Have you purchased a rent roll where you haven't kept any of the staff, and it's worked fine.
Yeah.
Do you tell those clients straight away, like with your new systems and procedures, or do you be a bit more delicate, or do you just go, no?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's wonderful sponsor is Property Assist WA. Shannon and her team are really committed to assisting property managers' workload by assisting them with outsourcing services like routine inspections, final bond inspections, and property condition reports. Keep your property managers doing what they love and outsource the things they don't to a company that thrives on positive feedback and guarantees a premium personalised service with a smile. The vision of Property Assist WA is to make a difference to the quality and perception of property managers, enabling you to keep your clients happy whilst improving the efficiency of your staff.
Yeah, look, it's hard. We try and be really upfront and honest, but we're not talking to the clients until they're signed. Yeah. So when the selling agent is ringing those clients, telling them that they've sold the business and, you know, introducing us, it's a sales call, right? So that business owner is saying, you know, they're award winning, they've got great this and that, and so they're basically selling our services to them. So, and we just ask them to leave it by saying, look, once the management signs, someone will be in touch and they'll run you through everything that you need to know. It's a hard sell when you're doing it on scale. You know, when you've got 500 owners on that first end of month, I tell you, you get 500 emails because they can't read their statements, or there's money that's not come over, or there's always, but it's only, I find, after 2 months, all rent rolls are settled in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So have you noticed any direct link with the organic growth when you acquire property? So as your portfolio gets larger, does that improve the organic growth, or is it a bit hard to tell with market conditions?
No, 100%. So one of the portfolios, not the recent one, the one before that we did, we've had big organic growth because, to be honest, we bought the senior property managers over, and they've always had good relationships. So they've got good investors who are reinvesting. So that's been excellent, tremendous actually, on top of that. And then we've also recruited some great property managers from other businesses, and people are following them. So, you know, it's so true that people want to do business with people they trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When do you involve your current team in the process? Like, do you let them know, hey, we're starting to look for our next rent roll, or do you tell them, like, at the last minute?
Definitely not at the last minute. It's a lot to throw on them, especially the inspection team, the leasing agents, and the trust accountant, because that's who it really affects. Look, I think my team just expects that I'm going to do it consistently. And I've said to them, we are in growth mode. So, you know, if something comes up and the opportunity is there, we'll get stuck in. And everyone's really excited about the growth. If it's a hard acquisition, a bit of acquisition fatigue sets in. I'm not going to lie. Like, people are like, oh, here we go again. Or had a meeting with, you know, my EA and office manager this morning, and they're like, can you just hold off a little bit? This one's been tough. And I'm like, yeah, no worries. So, I just roll with how my team feel, but they all definitely know. And I think it gives them job security too, you know. They're always going to have a job if we keep growing, and they're good people. So, yeah, I can't tell anyone who it is or what we're looking at, or even, you know, they're pretty cluey. I think one, I told them the size and they were like, they knew. They were like onto it. And I was like, okay. I didn't say who it was, but, yeah. And then once it's unconditional, I'd sit everyone down and let them know who we've acquired and what that's going to look like. And then I make sure I've got the plan pretty, you know, a really good strategy around the acquisition before I announce it.
So they will know. It's a reminder to me of that time I came back from overseas, and I'd been to a conference, and the girls were all freaking out, like, what great idea is Ashley going to come back with and dump us with? And so I had to really gently, these ideas that I had, just gently, you know, bring it to their attention.
I found if I go to now, moving, like, definitely last year, this year, going to some of the bigger conferences, taking some of the team with me who are really implement, like, they're change managers. So I always take them with me now, and then I try and have a half day after the conference before we come back. Right, what are we going to implement? Who's in charge of that? And then it's not just all me coming back going, right, we're going to change the whole business.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I used to as well, and then they just wait for my enthusiasm to die down.
Exactly. So I did read somewhere that I did do it every now and then, where I put my great idea, and because people aren't watching this, I've got that in inverted commas, my great idea in my calendar for like 3 months' time. So then when it gets to it, if I'm still super excited about it, then I can do it.
Yeah. If
enthusiasm's died off, then I don't.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, so true. My God.
When you bring in a portfolio, now there's going to be a lot of work for somebody. Can you, like, are there people that you can outsource that support to? Do you divide it up between a few people? Is there someone like an office manager where it is their job, like, physically with, like, the merge and everything like that? How do you physically do that?
Yeah, so up until the last one, so the three before that, I did that all. And then I learned very quickly I can't, you know, it's better if I do it. So I bought my office manager, Caroline, celebrating 10 years with me today, actually, in on the last one. She's up for a new challenge as well. So she came to the meetings prior to it even going unconditional, and so she got to see the whole process. And then, look, we settled on the 1st of December, which is never ideal because everyone's going on holidays and stuff. But, again, that will come back in one of the lessons I've learnt. So she'll kind of manage that. But then she's got people to delegate things to. So we always we've got a BDM VA who does, like, sets up all the new managements. So we let them know that it's coming. And we try and do a data merge with the big ones, and then their job is to go through, make sure all the data's merged properly, make sure that MAs, everything's in property me, and then it gets, the properties get distributed to the property managers, and then it's very process driven. Yeah. I mean, keys are a nightmare. We bought over 1,000 sets of keys last year, you can imagine.
And I imagine they'd just be in a bucket or a box, would they?
Some people do that, yes. Whereas, again, I've learned to be very clear at the start. I need every single set of keys in an envelope with the address on them.
Do you know what? People listening, that is a fantastic tip if you are acquiring, because I think that I probably would have just popped them in the bucket, but I like that, making sure that they're enveloped and that's part of the...
Yeah, and then obviously you need to make sure that the keys are never left in anyone's cars in those envelopes, like it's go and pick them up, bring them into the office, and even if we lock them in the key room, they're there.
Yeah.
We're 6 weeks post last acquisition and we're still sorting out keys. Like it's a drama, as it's always going to be, yeah.
And it's such a physical job, so it's not like you can get the VA to really do it. You need to physically someone to sort it out.
It's a physical job, and then keys always go missing. There's always, you've got to allow for incidentals, but, yeah, in the scheme of things, it's generally, I think if I was doing my first one and I knew what I know now, it'd be really good, but you've got to do them and just learn as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So future of RentRoll acquisitions. I don't know where it's going to go, because part of me thinks that we're going to see like a lot more RentRolls around the 100 mark, where people are going, you know what, like it's too hard, I don't want to employ anyone, I'm just going to sell. But then the other part of me feels that people that have got higher portfolios are going to take advantage, or larger portfolios take advantage and sell. What are your thoughts with the future of it? Do you think we're going to see more small people selling or bigger people?
I definitely think the smaller rent rolls, you need scale to make good money in property management. And as we've said before, most business owners are salespeople and they don't, it does seem like a bit of a nightmare to them. But though, funny enough, those smaller ones are getting a higher multiple on acquisition, because they're ones that you can just bring in and plug into a business. And they're usually confined geographically, so they're really good little ones to pick up. I think the bigger agencies are just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. As long as they've got all their, you know, financials right, and you don't want to be overstretched, because I do think in a couple of years the rents will start to whether even out or come back a little bit, and you don't want to be leveraged too much. I don't know. I look, any advice, and this is advice that obviously comes through a long time working with Frank and talking to the right people, is once you get to a point, like for us now to do acquisitions around that 500, even 1,000 managements we could look at, we could just bring that into our business and we'd feel comfortable with it. But we started off doing 80, 100 property acquisitions, and then we've worked our way up now where I think and it goes back to your question before, there is just as much you have to do for an 80 or a 500, but is just more of it. You know, it's like, well, I'd rather do 500.
Yeah.
Because the headaches for the same time, there's just a few more headaches in that time, if that makes sense.
So, yeah, so the tasks are exactly the same headache, yes. Except, you know, one, the smaller size, it might take you an hour, where the big one's going to take you 3 hours, but it's still the same.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then, you know, and then just having systems and processes around those acquisitions, and the system won't change whether it's 100 or 600. It won't change. So, you know, I probably should document that. Come to think of it, or get Kate here or Joe to do that for me after your podcast this morning. Yeah. Yeah, just to really make sure, because again, I'm getting to the point where I look at an acquisition now and go, well, that's got to fit in with my timing and my life now. Like, I'm not, you know, got to be a bit more strategic around that as well with the kids and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the thing, like, now that you've probably done it, you know, a couple of 500 ones, it's probably now, you know what, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to do it properly and do a 500 this year as opposed to multiple little ones.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I think the future of acquisition is I still think that the bigger agencies will get bigger and the smaller ones will get out. Yeah. That's I mean, looking at the sales market, I think it was 3,800 homes on the market. Like, I said to my team last year when it was just under 5,000, I don't think it's going to get any tighter, and I really ate my words on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a very good time to sort of be in the property management industry, and I think that people, agencies that are having a really great sales market potentially, but I think there's also a lot of agents where they're seeing a decline in their rent rolls because maybe they're in an area where investors are selling. So their sales department's going really great, but maybe their property management isn't. I would strongly recommend that they have a look at that extra cash flow in that sales department and potentially use that to purchase and top up their rent roll, if they want to keep maintaining their rent roll, that is. But yeah, you're doing something smart with that extra money in the side and not just going, oh, look, sales is going so well, let me go buy a few cars and houses and let the property management department go down. Have a think about, from a business point of view, how to balance that out a little bit if you want to continue with a strong property management.
Oh, 100%. You've just got to make smart decisions. And as a business owner, you've got to know your numbers on your portfolio. Like, and you've got to dig deep, because even at our size, like, we've got really good reporting. And then, you know, a week later, someone goes, oh, actually, there's two less that I forgot. So it's just getting to know those numbers.
Yeah. Now, to finish off, I don't want you to share what your goal is, but I do want to know, are you still on track to achieving your goal?
Yes, we are. Well, the goal was 2025, so end of 2025. I think we will definitely get close. I'm limited to opportunities at the moment. But there's some big things in the pipeline. The first half of this year, I want to do another acquisition, and I want to spend some time in the department and looking at the efficiencies now. You know, there's nowhere else, we get a really good return on our money in property management. So there's nowhere else you can put your money and get that return. So it's, can I get more income in, and can I just increase that bottom line? They're the two things I'm working on at the moment. And having a bit more fun this year. Last year was a tough year for me personally, and, you know, we did a lot. We did a full office renovation. We did two massive acquisitions. And it didn't feel like I was doing too much until I got to the end of the year and looked in the rearview mirror and went, oh, yeah, that's a big year. That's a big year.
When you were talking about, you know, being a big year, I actually even completely forgot about the office reno, because how many months did that take?
That was nearly four.
And guys, that's moving a lot of people out of the business, and, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people back in, but well worth every moment of it. You know, it's a beautiful, amazing space. And, you know, even just being in the new space, if anyone's thinking about doing that, investing some money in their space, I can honestly say we've been in here probably 4 months now, and just the level of the energy of the business, you can feel it. It's. I think we've definitely, you know, increased our business just by everyone feeling a bit better, you know, when they come in. And so it's been really good. There was lots of great stuff that happened last year. It was a good year. So hopefully we can tail end that this year and go again. Yeah. If we've got the energy.
With a little extra side of fun.
Yeah, a little extra time for myself.
Amazing. Well, it's always lovely chatting with you, and thank you for providing that insight and answering those questions, because I think it's one of those topics where people probably feel a little bit uncomfortable, like to potentially like call you up and or like, you know, ask these questions. So it's really good for people just to hear the conversation of the process of buying rent rolls, if it's something that they want to consider. And and finishing off with, you know, you had that strong goal and you didn't change the goal, you just changed the plan, which is something I need to take away and stop playing.
And just on that, Ash, before you go, I'm happy to always answer any questions, or if anyone's about to do an acquisition, I'm more than happy to help people through that. I think, you know, we don't ask each other enough, and because we all know there's a list of mistakes I've made that I'm hoping other people don't. And if anyone's thinking about selling their rent roll, give me a call. We're always open for acquisition. But, yeah, always happy to help. And if I don't know the answers, I know about 50 people who will. So, yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. So that's Bec Holton from LJ Hooker City Res, and you can easily find her on social media or by Googling to get her details if you do like to, if you do need to reach out. Thanks, Bec. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Ash. Okay, bye.
On Tap Plumbing and Gas covers all Perth areas from Mandurah to Toorocks and has a team of plumbing, drainage and hot water experts. They have an amazing reputation for their excellent service and quality workmanship on time, every time. And it is easy to see why they are a favourite to many Perth property managers. Whether you just need some friendly advice or an obligation-free quote, look no further than OnTap Plumbing and Gas.